We are recording.
I would like to call in order the monthly meeting of the Arizona Board of Athletic Trainers, January 6, 2020, at 9:30 a.m. Do a roll call. Eric Fries here. Chuck Boffman.
Here.
Mark Peterson.
Here.
Cheryl Ingram.
Here.
Jennifer Fadley is absent. Do you have any declaration of conflicts of interest? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion on number four, discussing and approve the minutes for 4A, regular session meeting minutes of November 4th, 2019.
This is Chuck. I move to approve regular session meeting minutes of November 4th, 2019.
The part, I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the regular session meeting minutes for November 4th, 2019. All those in favor say aye.
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 Hearing no oppositions, the regular session meeting minutes for November 4th, 2018 have been approved. Entertain a motion for 4B, regular session meeting minutes for December 2nd, 2019.
Mr. Chuck, I move to approve regular session meeting minutes of December 2nd, 2019.
Ms. Bartlett, I'll second.
So moved and seconded to approve the regular session meeting minutes for December 2nd, 2019. All those in favor say aye.
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 Hearing no oppositions, the regular session meeting minutes for December 2nd, 2019 have been approved. Number five, review future board meeting schedule. Everybody all right with those three?
Mr. Chuck, beginning April, I'll be by WebEx.
Okay.
For a long time.
Hopefully eight months.
Yes.
If not 7 months.
If not nine.
Right. Hope I get it. I get it. Hopefully 8 months. I get it. Hopefully we're in the ones. Understood. All right. Number six, review, discussion, and possible action, complaints, hearings, investigations, and compliance. 6A, review, discuss possible action whether or not to open a complaint. A1, Mariah Morrison.
And I believe she's present here today. If you want to hear from her.
Correct. Okay.
Ms. Clemenson, I'm sorry, excuse me, Mr. Chair. Ms. Clemenson, can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. The chair is a little hard in okay. And out sometimes.
Okay, I'm going to move the
phone over there. Excuse me.
All right, Ms. Morrison, if you would please discuss with the board what you would like to say, please.
I'm here due to failure to disclose this conviction right. I was not on December 31st, 2018/New Year's Day. I wasn't aware that I needed to, and at the time I was thinking of fighting it. I really didn't think I was guilty of anything, and it was a misunderstanding. I, however, was really new to the area, didn't understand the laws of Arizona quite clearly yet, and because of that, I didn't feel like I needed to let the board know, and that I thought I could handle that issue on my own. I did handle it, it's resolved now, it's just I wasn't aware of having to disclose it with you guys.
Okay. Ms. Weifert, is this a renewal or a initial? Or are we nothing, specifically nothing to do with the current license? We're just complaining or not?
Initially, this was an initial application. that was submitted on October 5th. Actually, she started it on October 5th, submitted it on December 28th of 2018, and then she was charged on December 31st, which was after her application was submitted. So it was a timing issue. Then when we received the background check in May, then we notified her that she should have reported it.
Okay. So on her initial application, then on number 8, she marked no.
Which was true.
Which was true at the time, mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay.
Ms. Morrison, when did you become aware that there was going to be a potential charge?
I was in the process of getting an attorney. I was really new. I was only like 4 months out here when I first came at that time, so I thought I could be able to fight it and afford an attorney, so that's why it proceeded so long. It almost was like a full year by the time that now I believe if you look me up, I won't even have that on my background anymore. And it was just the process of me just trying to fight it and realizing I'm not going to be able to afford it. So it proceeded that long, and that's why when you guys looked me up in May, I still technically did have it just because of being pretty stubborn about accepting it.
And your application is up for renewal in?
At the end of this month.
End of this month?
I believe so.
And what did you declare on your application questionnaire?
I didn't just yet. Based off of this meeting, I wanted to get an understanding and confirmation whether or not I would be able to continue my license.
So as of right now, we are in obviously a good standing aside from this.
Mm-hmm. Can I move to go into executive session, please?
For
legal advice.
So Cheryl, I second.
It has been moved and seconded to go into executive session for legal advice as of 9:39 a.m. All those in favor, say aye.
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 There are no oppositions.
We'll go over here.
We are in executive session. Go.
Right.
We are out of executive session as of 9:46 a.m.
Mr. Chair, I move to open a formal complaint of Mariah Morrison, H.E.R. 9017, pursuant to ARS 32-3208. Failure to notify the board of any changes within 10 working days after a charge has been filed.
This is Cheryl, second.
It has been moved and seconded to open a complaint against Mariah Morrison, license number 9017, for failure to disclose. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Hearing no opposition, complaint has been opened.
Mr. Chair, I move to submit from the board a confidential advisory letter to Mariah Morrison, ATR 9017, for failure to disclose a charge within 10 working days to the athletic training board.
This is Bart, I'll second.
It has been moved and seconded to issue a confidential advisory letter to Brad Morrison for failure to disclose within 10 working days of her violation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Hearing no opposition, a confidential advisory letter has been issued to Mariah Morrison. Ms. Morrison, do you have any questions of the board?
Yes. What would include in that letter? I'm assuming a fine, what other kind of consequences would be in there?
In this particular situation, the confidential advisory letter is your quote-unquote penalty. There is no fine associated with it. There's no continuing education associated with it. I guess the board's recommendation would certainly be to be quite diligent in making sure that you are filling out your forms appropriately and disclosing appropriately on a regular basis, being that you're obviously in a professional healthcare profession and dealing with state forms and state licensure and all that type of stuff, so just be due diligent in filling out that appropriately in the future.
And also, I've just in the past few months with jobs, I've noticed that they haven't been seeing it, I haven't been, reporting it to, future employers and all that, and none of them were able to see anything for the record because I believe it is disappear. I don't know how they term it here in Arizona. I don't believe they expunge it, but I still have to disclose it with the board every time I apply, correct?
This upcoming renewal for yourself, that is a yes.
Okay.
After that one, unless something else obviously arises, that would be a no because you disclosed it prior to your next license.
All that, I definitely am not, that kind of crowd anymore, so I'm really sure this should not happen again.
All right. Thank you for being here. I appreciate your information. All right, we'll go to 6B. On complaint, William Yaw, ATR 1437. We obviously have to provide more information from this offer on this.
Mr. Chair, just for the recording, I'd like to update the public on what has transpired so far. The board was made aware of Mr. Yaw's arrest through a media article, a news article, and this was presented to the board at the November 4th, 2019 meeting, and the board voted to open a complaint against Mr. Yaw. Since then, there has been an indictment against Mr. Yaw on several counts, and his fingerprint clearance card is now invalid. We've not been able to determine whether Mr. Yaw is currently employed, but I don't believe he isn't. The schools have been closed, so I haven't been able to verify. But in the interim, Ms. Khan, our Assistant Attorney General, offered Mr. Yaw a consent agreement for voluntary surrender of license, which he has accepted and signed. So it would be up to the board whether
to accept that or not. Okay.
Have you been able to get a hold of the Department of Education to see if they've taken action?
I was able to speak to the investigator with the Board of Education, but I'm not able to share that information quite yet. It's not public.
Okay. So this being a voluntary
surrender.
Thank you. I was looking for the word. Voluntary surrender. that by definition is not revocation.
Well, it's not revocation, but it is voluntarily surrendering the license, and the board has the discretion to accept, you know, voluntary surrender of a licensee.
Is he able to apply for reinstatement in the future, or would that be...
That was exactly where I was headed with that.
So anyone can reapply, right? But he will have this on his record. Mm-hmm. So this complaint and the consent agreement for voluntary surrender and the reasons for the surrender are noted in the agreement. And so that is discipline, and it's reported to, I believe, the National Practitioner Data Bank, mm-hmm. but Karen can verify.
Yes.
So it's reported, it's posted on... underneath his name, however the board staff does the credentialing. But this is, you know, a document on the board.
And it does go to the DOC?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe they've already taken action against Mr. Young.
Oh, okay.
Ms. Chair, I move to approve the consent agreement for voluntary surrender of William Yaw. AT 1437.
This is Barton, I second.
It has been moved and seconded to accept the voluntary surrender of athletic training license 1437 for William Yaw. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Mr. Chair, since it's a disciplinary consent agreement, if there could be a roll call vote, that would be helpful.
Sir. Okay.
Thank you.
Eric Fries, aye. Charles Boffman?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, this voluntary surrender has been approved. All right, number 7, consent agenda. I would entertain a motion to approve the 8 initial and 52 renewals as written in the consent agenda.
Mr. Chair, it would be, you would be ratifying. These have been approved.
Oh, my apologies. Correct. Yep. Okay.
This is Bart. I move to ratify the consent agenda as presented.
Chuck, I second.
The moved and seconded to ratify the consent agenda as written. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Hearing no oppositions, consent agenda has been ratified. Number 8, review, consider possible actions on applications for licensure. We obviously have no initial reviews, and Lindsay Clemenson for renewal application. And Ms. Clemenson is on the phone, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Clemenson, can you go into detail on what functions, responsibilities are of a orthopedic technologist?
Yeah, so orthopedic technologists, they serve in a variety of capacities under the OTC scope of practice. They're able to perform history and physical assessment of orthopedic patients, assist with aspirations, prepare injections, apply and remove all types of casts, immobilization devices, traction, can assist with wound closures, suture staples, can remove wound closures, assist with reduction and dislocations of fractures, assist in perform removal of orthopedic hardware, apply use of orthopedic equipment and supplies to any DME equipment.
And your certification is current?
The OTC certification is current, yes, sir.
Ms. Clemenson, is there a state license for orthopedic technologist?
No, sir.
Mr. Chair, if I might add some information, the reason that this is coming before the board is because her license, Ms. Clemens' license, expired, and we asked for a statement as to whether or not she's practiced athletic training, and that's when we received the one that stated on December 10th that says, I have not been independently practicing athletic training since 9/30/2019. Then we received a similar statement from her employer, so I had to, you know, do a little bit more digging to find out exactly what she had been doing. So I thought rather than have myself, who's not an athletic trainer, determine whether she had been practicing as an athletic trainer, it would be better that the board decide.
It appears that the job duties that Ms. Clemenson has been performing, based from the letter of her employer, all fall within the jurisdiction of the orthopedic technologist. I don't see anything that singles out athletic training responsibilities. So I move for the reinstatement of the license for Lindsay Clemenson, 8997.
Cheryl, I second.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the renewal application of Lindsay Clemenson 8997. All those in favor say aye.
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 Hearing no opposition, Ms. Clemenson, your renewal application has been approved. Or excuse me, your reinstatement.
No.
Reinstatement has been
okay.
Approved. Do you have any questions of the board?
When is the approval date effective as of today's date?
Mr. Chair, may I answer that?
Please.
Okay, Ms. Clemenson, we will issue that license this afternoon, so we'll have today's date on it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome to attend. You're stay on the phone, but you don't have to.
You may stay on the call, but you certainly do not need to if you don't like to.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Number 9, review, discussion, possible action, board business, and reports. Board member elections.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to nominate Eric Fries for chair.
This is Bart, I'll second.
This is so awkward. So awkward. It has been moved and seconded to approve Eric, I'm going to do this for the audio, obviously, Eric Fries for the chair position, who has graciously accepted the nomination. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
And one abstention. Mm-hmm. Hearing no oppositions, Eric Fries is remaining the chair.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to nominate Cheryl Ingram for vice chair.
Ms. Bart, I'll second.
It has been moved and seconded to nominate Cheryl Ingram as vice chair. All those in favor say aye.
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 Abstention.
Thank you. Again, it's just for the audio.
Sorry.
I got it. Hearing no oppositions, Cheryl Ingram has been nominated as the vice chair. assuming you want the position.
Thank you.
You didn't really get a chance.
No, you didn't. You're right, whether you wanted it or not. Good job. All right, 9B, Executive Director's Report.
Okay, let's see. Item 9B1, the financial report, has changed a bit since the last time we met. This cash flow report that is dated December 23rd, 2019, shows that we are projected to have $2,473 remaining in our appropriation at the end of the fiscal year. I have not had an opportunity to find out how it changed so much, because it was over $8,000 last month. I think it has something to do with the November operating costs, where it's $7,320, and that, I believe, is related to e-licensing, but I have to double-check that. So we are still in good shape as far as that goes. Item 9B2, review of recent board staff activities. There's nothing out of the ordinary, except it's just been very busy on my the other executive director position I have on that side. So we're just plugging along. 9B3, statistics. We have 864 current licensees. It continues to go up every month, so that's good. And 9 active consent agreements, with the next item due on February 6, 2020. And there are currently 4 open investigations, which after today's meeting will go down to 2. Item 9C, administrative project status. The policies and procedures, none have been updated in the last month. Then CE broker implementation, still the system is live, but I've not sent out an announcement yet. The next one, administrative process changes to statutes. In your board meeting materials, I said that we were waiting for draft language from Senator Brophy McGee. I did receive the draft language on Thursday afternoon, and it required significant changes. So that was related to the fingerprint clearance card requirement. The way they were deleting a lot of subsections in there that would have prevented us from issuing licenses until we got the criminal background check back in. So we're working all that out, and I expect that bill to be dropped sometime this week or next week.
Okay.
Item 9C4, Federal Bureau of Investigations Criminal Justice Information Services Division Non-Criminal Justice Information Technology Security Audit. That is happening
Wednesday.
An agent from the FBI will come to our office to do this audit. I've done a questionnaire to the best of my ability, but this is an information technology security audit, and we don't touch any of the information technology related to obtaining fingerprints or the criminal background checks. So I'm not sure what kind of information he's going to be gathering for me. Either way, it's happening this Wednesday.
Other than people upload a copy of their card, but that really doesn't...
But we don't use
any
technology. They will cover, when we get the paper fingerprint cards, we send those to the DPS, how we store those cards, when we destroy them, how they're destroyed, so they'll go over that. But that's probably just like 10% of what they're looking at.
Yeah,
and 10 minutes worth of your time.
Yeah.
It'll take 3 hours.
Let's see. And I think that's it for the administrative project status. Then for 9D, other board business and reports, an update on board appointments. I don't personally have any updates, but I have heard from people who have heard from the Office of Boards and Commissions. So
I heard.
Okay, so Mr. Peterson, Mr. Buffman, have you heard Mr. Freeze?
I have.
Okay, so where do you stand on that?
They're supposed to be mailing me some stuff before Christmas. I haven't received it yet.
Okay.
I'm going through a background check.
Okay.
All I got was, we are, I'm going to use the word investigating, it's not the right word, but going through our paperwork and understand that you desire to be reappointed. And I quickly came back and said, yes, that was 3 years ago as of this month. Mm-hmm. He said, understood, we're a little bit behind. I bit my lip some more. And he said, all I need is a quick information from you. And he said, I need your social security number. I gave that to him. And he said, I'll be in touch. That was about 2 months ago.
Okay. Okay.
Which leaves Cheryl as the chair, the vice chair, and the committee being official.
Wow.
You got it all.
Got a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you do. So that's all I've heard thus
okay.
far. So we still, obviously, you don't have any information on our quote-unquote open board position.
No.
Nor do you, nor are you aware if the Office of Boards and Commissions has communicated with any potential applicants.
I do not know, but now that we have a contact again, I think one of you gave me the person's name. I'll call and talk to him.
Okay. I have ceased calling their office, mm-hmm. just so you're aware.
I understand.
I got tired of talking to myself on the answering machine. Okay. E?
Oh. The Arizona Athletic Training Association Lunch on the Lawn will be held January 16th, 2020 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. All members of the public and athletic trainers and legislators are welcome to attend. However, if the board plans, if any board members plan to attend, please let me know so we can properly notice
right.
if required.
Right. Okay. Number 10, future agenda items. Anybody have anything to add to that?
Okay.
Hearing none. Call to the public. We have three public. Any public like to speak?
Sir.
No. Okay. I would move to adjourn the meeting as of 10:10 a.m.
Bartle, second.
It has been moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting at 10:10 a.m. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Hearing no oppositions, we are adjourned.